The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. Rumors of my demise were premature. I am going to stick around for quite a few years just to irritate the hell out of you. Right, Stevie?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
At any rate, today is Monday. It's already the second day of March, 2020. And, man, I spent 3 days in bed. I didn't get out of bed once except to go to the bathroom and go get fluids. I had the flu, but I didn't know if it was coronavirus. So I bought a six-pack of Corona. Didn't make me feel any better.
Well, you know, the cure is supposedly vitamin C. So I tell people, it's kind of odd that the Corona beer sales have gone down. I don't know. There's no association, but the GDP, the general dumb population, evidently believes that there's some association between coronavirus and Corona Brewery. But I tell people, but that's why they tell you to put the little squeeze of lime in there. That's that vitamin C. So you are protecting yourself. So if you're going to have a Corona, make sure you add the lime.
I was getting some reverse osmosis water. That's the only thing that I drink ever. I don't like water anyhow. I don't know what it is. You know, I'm going back to childhood. Maybe I drowned in somebody's pool and they pulled me out. No. I've just never been a water drinker. There are people that will drink glasses of this stuff every day, and I just never really acquired a taste for something that's, well, not tasteless, but what does it taste like? Chicken? No, it tastes like water, at any rate. I was talking to a guy today. I'm filling up my jugs, and I said, coronavirus. And I said, yeah. I said, I had the flu last week. I said, I was down for a week. I said, I didn't get out of bed for 3 days. And he says, well, looks pretty ridiculous to me. And he says, it's a damn good thing they didn't call it coronavirus. Otherwise, the car manufacturer would be in trouble because people would think, oh, Corolla, I'm not going to touch it. Yeah, anybody, look, folks, I'll be honest with you. I like my Mexican Pepsi and my Mexican Coke and my Mexican Fanta. It's made with sugar. But then I got to thinking, after a couple of months ago, I got all bent out of shape about these forever things that are in your body that never go away. Newborn babies, it's in their bloodstreams. All that, you know, better living through technology, and isn't it wonderful we have chemical companies? Well, yeah, good for them. How good is it for you? But, you know, Steve, I wonder where the hell these Mexicans, you know, because let's not be hateful here. They have a different little standard of cleanliness. You know, in the United States, we have wipes and we have these bottles of stuff sitting on sinks and their hand sanitizers. And, you know, it's often been said that maybe this is not the best thing in the world because, you know, those little critters, little bacteria and bugs, you know, they help keep our immune system up to snuff. Mm-hmm. But our friends south of the border, well, that wasn't a high priority for them. You know, the horror stories that I heard out of the Mexican restaurant chains across America was simply a lot of stuff was caused by what? people not washing their hands.
Correct.
You know, they weren't doing it before, and now the coronavirus comes around. Do you think they're really doing it now? Probably not.
It should have been all along. Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, I haven't said a whole lot about this coronavirus because, quite frankly, Steve, I think it's overblown. I think there's a lot of aspects to this that serves a lot of different purposes.
Yep. I agree.
Bringing the UN, strengthening their role, trying to give credibility to this WHO corporation, the World Health Organization, which every time I say that word, I always, right on the tip of my tongue, Steve, is always the World Whore Organization. Yeah. But at any rate, yeah. So there
are. Well, I saw before we came on here, Donald Trump is pushing the CDC and the vaccine industry, the pharmaceuticals, to come up with that vaccine cure. Now, we're talking about 6 people in the United States have died from this. We don't even know if they had underlying comorbidities, any kind of underlying health issues. Some of them, I assume, did. Yeah. I talked about this extensively on my program yesterday. This is a major knee jerk. This is a major panic, hit the button, crisis, and it's not. This is not the Black Plague. And 2,800 people dying worldwide in the population that we have. And China is 1.4 billion people. So, as Donald Trump said the week before when he had the CDC around him, surrounding him, he even mentioned that the regular flu, he gave a variance between 29,000 and 69,000 Americans died from the regular H1N1 flu. And that's not a pandemic, but 2,800 people in the world die
that's
of this
pandemic.
Thing, and it's a pandemic.
Well, they bumped the numbers. Depends on who you look at. None of the information is consistent from one news outlet to the next.
Right.
It just isn't. And I'm looking at this thing, and I'm going, and I'm in agreement with you. You know, and the first thought that I had, let me see, 6 dead in Washington. Let me see if they were in Seattle. Maybe they were immune compromised. Maybe they had AIDS.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you know what? I'll believe this is a real crisis when Washington is locked down and we have dead politicians, John. I will believe it's real.
Oh, gosh.
We have dead politicians.
Please don't give me an unattainable wish list goal. Please.
you don't need a visit from the FBI. I'm not threatening anybody. I'm just saying I'll believe it when dead politicians are coming around.
Oh, no. Wait a minute here. Has this been weaponized yet? Watch somebody send an envelope full of powder to the FBI headquarters.
Yeah. Well, John, you going to break the news, the big news, what I told you today?
What big? Oh, God.
The big news.
You know what?
James Kelso.
Hold on.
Can eat his heart out. I got a letter.
Just hang on here a second. Just hang on your chain. Now, wait a minute here. I'm looking to... Oh, there it is. There it is.
I told you.
And my phone just blanked out when that popped up. You got a letter from Donald. Well, you know, I don't know what the hell you're using over there, but I can't enlarge the letter on my iPhone.
Oh, I don't know.
It's got a check mark. Whatever you're doing on your phone, uncheck it.
Okay. Well, that's sending you the picture. Should be.
Well, no, that is the picture, but generally on iPhones, you can enlarge pictures. This thing won't allow me because it's got a check, a blue check right to the left of it.
No, I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah.
All right. Let me.
I wrote that letter December 5th.
Well,
and I just got it in the mail today. So some little flunky that works in the Oval Office there outside had read my letter and had put the official seal, fake signature of Donald Trump on it and said, thank you, Mr. Elkins. And, well, there you go. I was just talking to Vinny about this morning. I said, you know what? Am I ever going to get an acknowledgement letter? Am I ever going to get a form letter or anything? And boom, it pops in today. I get it today.
Well, you got a letter from Don, and I was going to probably do the worst joke I've ever done on air, and I'm going to spare you. Because it was good, and you would probably hang up after that one. But I think you're a closeted Donald J. Trump worshiper.
I am a cheerleader for Donald Trump.
I think you got a man crush on him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wish I had hair like that. I wish I had orange hair that I could swirl it over.
Wait a minute, I got hair like that. You just grow it, and it's the world's worst comb over.
Yeah, that is a
hey,
bad
now,
coma.
Let's be fair. Donald Trump has had that screwed up hairdo when he had a full head of hair. And yeah, he's worn it that way for years. It doesn't look presidential. It looks more like you're going to go clubbing, you know? But hey,
exactly.
What can I say? So you got your letter. What did the letter say?
I'll read it. Here, hold on. Well, get it out.
And folks, I've got the proof on my phone. Even though I can't read it, it's a reasonable facsimile thereof.
Let me see here. Yeah, it's got the official seal on it and everything.
I can see you've got this letter in you're proud of it. You can't even find a damn thing.
I got it. No, I have it right behind me here. Oh. Dear Mr. Stephen Elkins. Dear Mr. Elkins, thank you for sharing your views on important issues facing our country. As president, I am tirelessly working to ensure our nation continues to succeed so that everyone can achieve the American dream. Though we may not always agree on how best to address certain challenges, my administration is working diligently to strengthen and unite our great country. Thank you again for writing to me. Together, we will work to build an America that is strong, safe, and proud. Sincerely, Donald J. Trump. I would love to come on your show and say hi to James. Okay, I had the last part.
Yeah, no, you think?
Yeah. So I got it. There you go.
Well, you know, everybody's always willing to, you know, even conservatives and Republicans, you know, think it's okay to joke about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not a joke. But many jokes are made of Donald Trump. One of the latest, union boss walks into a bar from a factory next door. He's about to order a beer when he sees a guy at the end of the bar wearing a Trump Make America Hat Great Again, with two beers sitting in front of him. Well, the union boss doesn't need to be an Einstein to know that this guy's a Republican. So he shouts over to the bartender so loudly that everybody can hear in the bar, "Drinks for everyone in here, bartender, but not for that Republican." Well, soon after the drinks are passed out, the Republican gives him a big smile, waves at him, and says thank you in an equally loud voice. This infuriates the union boss. He's a real Trump hater. After a few minutes, the union boss once again loudly orders drinks for everybody, except who? That's the guy wearing the Make America Great Again hat again. Here we go. Now, you think this is going to start a fight in a bar? Well, as before, this doesn't seem to really bother that Republican. He nods and smiles and again yells, thank you. Well, a couple more minutes pass and this union boss, he's in a rolling boil. And he orders another round for drinks, except that Republican. And just as before, still doesn't seem to faze this Republican who sits there and smiles again and yells out, thank you. Well, this guy, this union boss, so Guido here, just as before, it still doesn't seem to faze a Republican who continues to smile and again yells out, thank you. This guy's frustrated, Steve. He can't seem to get the guy angered. The union boss asks the bartender, what's wrong with that Republican? I've ordered three rounds of drinks for everybody in his bar but him. And all the dummy does is smile and thank me. Is he nuts? And the bartender looks at him and says, nope, he just owns the joint.
Well, I saw a personal in the paper yesterday. It said, man with coronavirus seeks woman with Lyme disease.
I think we should be making light of this because, you know what? The joke's on us. And I'm watching the medias very closely on this one. They're damned if they do and they're damned if they do. Okay. Well, are we getting too hyped about? And this is the media asking this question out loud. Of course, they're not answering their own question. Are we going a little bit overboard with this? Are we being too paranoid? Yes. Well, looking at the numbers versus the N1 flu,
N1, right?
Yeah, I think they're overreacting.
Yeah, they are, big time.
Yeah.
Big time. You know, it's nice to hear. I listened to Rivera's show, Mike Rivera's show on Friday, and I am so proud of RBN listeners who call in, who really see the big picture. And I've been talking about this a while. I knew from the very beginning, when you didn't lock down your borders and you didn't turn away flights coming in from infected areas, that this thing was not what they claimed it would be. And I hear people calling in to Mike's show saying this exact same thing. It's a farce. It is a farce. Look at the numbers. Yep. This is being played up. This is drummed up. There is an agenda here. There's several different agendas playing out with this. And you mentioned one last week that I actually had to share. I gave you full credit. I don't know. Do I owe you money for this one?
I don't know.
But that it's being used as an excuse to bring back the overinflated Wall Street back down to some kind of normalcy. And Donald Trump can't go out there and say, I lied to you about all the economic numbers and all the plunge protection and quantitative easing. I can't take responsibility for a falling economy here. So what? You got a great thing. It just dropped in my lap here. You've got coronavirus. We hate China. Let's blame China. I'm going to look good. I'm going to try to save the world here, and I'm going to get back in 2020. There you go.
Very well could be. Stock market, though, went up almost 1,300 points. It was the biggest positive jump in the Dow Jones Industrial Average ever.
But ask yourself, how much plunge protection and quantitative easing went in on Friday night to boost the markets on a Monday morning?
I don't know. Those are numbers we're not allowed to know because we're children, Steve. While the government has the purse strings on our credit, future credit, you know, let's just get this over with and elect Bernie Sanders. His little program, he won't say it in public, but if you go to his website, all of his little grand plans here, it's only going to cost about $100
trillion. $100
trillion.
That's nothing.
That's just a one with a bunch of zeros, and we all know zeros are worth nothing, right?
That's right.
God almighty. Yeah, $100 trillion. And I'm watching the people, well, is $2 billion going to be enough to fight this virus? What are they going to fight it with? And Donald Trump's own people, he had all the drug manufacturers there. So what was his announcement today? Well, we should have a vaccine in 12 to 18 months.
Yep.
Well, okay.
So, these are the same ones who brought you the ineffective H1N1 flu vaccine at, 27% this year?
You would be
the same
better off.
You're going to trust with making a vaccine for this non-crisis killer of a virus here. I'm sorry. I'm glad people are waking up, but you know what? They're really going to have some explaining to do, especially the mainstream media for hyping up this whole thing. Because when people are emotional, first of all, they're emotional and they don't think correctly. When you're emotional, they're upset. Fear is a really good motivator to comply to stupidity and reaching their arm out there to get that damn vaccine. But when it comes down to it, they finally, look at the numbers. When they get the truth, they'll say, what the hell's the big deal here? I don't understand. This 3,000 people die in the world, and you want a vaccine emergently right now. We got to have this vaccine, and we need this and this. This is amazing. I got a great email today from one of our good listeners there, Joanne. And I did a little walkthrough on the Walmart yesterday to see what they were short of. I actually got some paper products. I'm trying to figure out what's made in China and toilet paper and all this stuff. Evidently, it says assembled here in the United States. I don't even know what that means, assembled in the USA and factory inspected. It did not say specifically made in the USA. So I loaded up a little bit of that stuff. Toilet paper is disappearing pretty fast. The hand towels are disappearing pretty fast. Hand sanitizer, the masks are gone completely from there. Ann Harbor Freight Tools. What I did find was interesting was the maxi pads are disappearing, tampons and maxi pads. And then Joanne sends me a funny picture of a Chinese person that's taken a maxi pad with the little adhesive strips on it, and he has it over his nose and his mouth. And I said, there's where those maxi pads went. They're getting really creative. Maxi pad over the face, you're walking around.
Oh, God.
So I think I might up them one and get the jock strap and fill them full of maxi pads and strap it on my head really good and walk around.
Cotton balls.
And then people say, here comes a real jock.
No. Cotton balls would do.
Cotton balls, there you go.
You know, the funny thing is, I could just picture this, you wearing this in Walmart.
Oh, hey, security, aisle 5. We got a guy with a chalk strap on his head and a maxi pad on his face.
Clean up an aisle 2. Somebody just busted your jock strap. We'll be back, folks.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, here's your second favorite candidate that dropped out, Steve. Our dear Pete Buttigieg, his failed campaign. Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Buttigieg.
You call him Buttigieg. I call him Mr. Buttplug.
You know, I kept thinking, do you remember this, John? You're as old as me. You're a couple of years younger than me. Do you remember? Who had that little line, that famous line? He used to say, "Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge."
That was it started on Laugh-In. The black dude. I forget what his name was.
That was Flip Wilson, wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I expected they were going to use that for a while there because they kept calling him Judge. And I thought, it's not Judge. It's Geeg or Jeej. But it didn't happen because he's out. He's history.
Well, I think Breitbart got this one wrong. We did a little follow-up here. Oh, no, it's the person that sent me the email that said that he was Jewish. Oh, man. No, there's something worse in this life of being Jewish, and it's being a homosexual.
That's frowned upon the Jewish faith. So these are the people that don't eat lobsters, they don't eat bottom feeders, and then
homosexuality. Well, then why did they run the biggest porno business out of Israel?
Well, they're running it. They're not in it. They're just running it.
You mean they went out and got the recruits from the guy that didn't kill himself in the jail cell that the FBI couldn't find the tape?
Okay. Yeah, somewhere out there, you've got Jeffrey Epstein behind a camera in a hotel room filming pornography.
He's over with Gil Schlein right now in some hotel in Israel. Come on, man.
Yeah, he's filming porno. Yeah. He's not dead.
Well, and also Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah.
She also dropped out.
You know, she said one thing, though, that made a lot of sense. Actually, I don't think much of her, but she was correct when she said that the Democratic Party was being threatened. You've got we always worried about the liberalism that was going to kill this country. And now liberalism is being threatened by socialism. And she said, we're all sitting here fighting and stabbing at each other and going after each other.
Wait a minute.
And while we're doing that, we're tearing down the party. And guess who's going to get in?
Wait a minute. It's the same thing.
Well, to an extreme, socialism is probably a hell of a lot more expensive than liberalism. Socialism is just giving it all, giving away the store. But we used to say that liberalism is a mental disorder. I think there's even a book written about that. And it is, to an extreme, I think it is actually a mental disorder. But she's correct. They're killing their party. They are killing their party off.
Here's some other fascinating news. Do you have an iPhone?
I do.
Well, guess what? You might be able to get a $25 check from Apple. They agreed to pay $500 million in a settlement for throttling older iPhones. Now, I had an iPhone 4, and I'm known for taking care of things. The damn thing looked like it was brand new. I'd had the thing for, I don't know, 6-7 years, something like that. I don't know. And I was told, I switched carriers. They told me, they said, oh, well, we don't do the iPhone 4s anymore. They're out of date and they don't update them. Which got me to thinking about something. Remember when Ma Bell used to run the communications in this country?
Yeah.
If you had a telephone in your house, they didn't demand that you change out your telephone or they're going to stop servicing it. No, as long as that damn thing was plugged in and as long as it still worked, it was no big deal. Now, this wonderful opportunity with all these apps and updates, and we're heading into the 21st century, and people just need to know. Useless information, but it's at your fingertips now. Well, this deal would provide, Steve, small payouts for many iPhone owners in the U.S., plus greater compensation for named class members and attorneys. It covers people who bought any product in the iPhone 6 and 7 lineup, which Apple secretly throttled to do what? Conserve battery life. This thing was eating batteries like it was going out of style. As Bloomberg Law notes, the settlement was filed in California last Friday and is awaiting final court approval. The deal, which took months to negotiate. Did you hear about any of this in the news? I certainly didn't.
No.
This is a $500 million payout, and nobody spoke a word about it. So they said that this would resolve dozens of class action lawsuits were filed between 2017 and 2018 and later consolidated into one complaint. By default, Apple will offer $25 to any current or former owner of the covered iPhone. Named class members will receive $1,500 to $3,500. Well, I'm cut out of the government payola here. And around $90 million would go towards attorneys. Well, geez. $90 million out of $500 million. Now, that makes perfect sense for somebody that chases ambulances for a living. The settlement has a minimum payout of $310 million, so the payment might increase if few people file claims. And conversely, if payments exceed the $500 million cap, each iPhone owner will receive less money. So you're worth this amount, but in case too many people come forward, well, we're not going to pay you. We're just going to reduce it. That'll solve the problem. Yeah, this phone problem turned into a math problem for them. I am just incensed by this. Because when I got this stupid phone, I had to charge the damn thing every 24 hours. My old iPhone 4, if I didn't pick it up and I didn't turn it on, guess what? The battery would last for weeks. They just want you buying the new stuff, folks. Forget how good it is or how well it's of service to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
No one can be said. Must be done.
Oh, yeah. Well, Judicial Watch seems to be the only interested group going after Hillary Rodham Clinton. Hillary Clinton ordered to give sworn deposition after judge tosses preposterous defense. This comes from our friends at Zero Hedge. Hillary Clinton has been ordered to give sworn deposition to Judicial Watch regarding her emails and documents related to the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi when she was Secretary of State. The ruling is in response to the conservative legal group's lawsuit, Judicial Watch versus Department of State, specifically regarding talking points or updates on the Benghazi attack. Judicial Watch famously uncovered in 2014 that the talking points that provided for the basis for Susan Rice's false statements. Remember, it was a video that caused that excitement over there, folks. Yeah. I think they watched Mr. Smith went to Washington and they just went,
we don't want any of that American stuff.
On Monday, Judge Lamberth overruled Clinton and the State Department's objections to limited additional discovery. Discovery up to this point has brought to light a noteworthy amount of relevant information, but Judicial Watch requests an additional round of discovery, and understandably so. With each passing round of discovery, the court is left with more and more questions than answers. Yeah, keep asking those questions of Hillary Clinton, and she'll just keep diverting. Well, I appreciate Judicial Watch going after Clinton, but any news on the Clinton Foundation, Steve, the one that they shut down just days after she lost? Does any
No, it's closed case on that.
Yeah, nothing to see here.
Not going to happen. Not going
to
happen.
Nothing to see here.
Nope.
Yeah, it was a video that excited these people, and that's why they attacked the.
I am very bothered by the FBI saying that. Well, they looked it over and they don't see anything. They don't see anything to prosecute. I'm very concerned about that.
Well, now come on, Steve, be fair. It's a person's perception. If you are a thief and a liar, and a basic no goodnik, what are you expected to see? The truth?
Well, you see, there's a reason, John. They did not put her under oath because. You can only be called or charged with lying if you're under oath during questioning. So they were smart enough to know. They know how dirty she is. They knew better than to put her under oath because anything after that is she could be charged with perjury or whatever. They were smart enough to know that. The FBI, some of our intelligence agencies are still very rogue. They are still working for this family, no doubt about it.
Well... There seems to be a quiet club cabal operating in the background 24/7. We have told you repeatedly, folks, who controls the media and who these people are. Okay, no doubt, got the names, dates, and faces and places. But it's fascinating to me. I'm surprised that they didn't go after Donald J. Trump here being an anti-Semite when he was calling all the news out there fake news. I'm kind of fascinated as to why they didn't call him anti-Semitic over that one. Don't you think that they should have?
Well, he's got a Jewish bloodline. He's got a Jewish bloodline.
Who does?
Donald Trump does.
Oh. What?
Actually, Jews can criticize pretty much anything they want to, but they usually don't attack their own, unless you're like Bernie Madoff, and that was the big crime. Bernie Madoff, scammed the Jews, and you don't scam your own. You can scam everybody else, but you don't dare scam.
But he was such a nice fella.
Yeah,
he was such a nice guy.
Playing cards right now with Kenneth Lay and
But see, he didn't do anything Jeff more Epstein. Than 90% of the other traders on Wall Street did. I mean, my goodness. You know, and the biggest elephant in the room that is never talked about on the media was this little banking crisis back in 2008. Now they're debating, Steve, are we in another recession or... Oh, my goodness, look at the stock market. Could this possibly signal a depression? Oh, gosh. I know how much you hate to admit Donald Trump lies about the economy, but... Yeah.
He does. He does. I mean, think about it. Presidents really tell the truth. I mean, they're all guilty of it. I'm looking over today, and I've been doing a little research on the Baltic Dry Index. Of course, satellite photos are showing that there's not much of a smog cloud in China right now because manufacturing is come down quite a bit to where they were. They're not 100%. I know they're 50%. But the indicator would be the smog's not there, so they're not manufacturing. So ask me or explain to me why the Baltic Dry Index is continuing to go up day after day after day.
It's because they heard you talking about it.
The orders aren't being granted. Orders may be placed, but they're not supplying the orders, the resources, and the ships are not coming in from China, and the coronavirus is screwed up all our shipping. So why is the Baltic Dry Index going up? It should be holding hands with Wall Street. If Wall Street goes up, that's because the market's good. It's a consumer-driven market. People are buying products. The Baltic Dry Index would go up. They hold hands. They're Siamese twins. And they're not. They're in opposite directions right now. Makes no sense.
Well, I'm sure this is going to be... And by the way, Donald Trump is a racist because of the way he's handling the coronavirus. Yeah, he's a racist. I'm like, oh, really?
Who said that?
The lying media, MSNBC, CNN. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well...
Other to be trusted. Yeah.
This couldn't be better timed. Now, the Democrats don't want Bernie in the Democrat Party. And the issue has come up. And why is he on the Democrat ticket if this guy's an independent? Shouldn't he be running independent?
Right.
Okay, but he's thrown in there with the Democrats. Why not throw him in with the Republicans? So Trump can just flick him off like a flea. Well, we're not going to do that. But Joe Biden, they have been trying to prop this character up, and even Obama has not spoken up in favor of Joe Biden, and he was his vice president for 8 years.
Yeah, doesn't make sense, does it? You would assume he would have that endorsement since he was the vice president. I mean, the Democrats really have a something about Mary Zipper moment right now. They really don't have much to work with. Joe Biden, every time he opens his mouth, he seems to get himself in a jam here. He's running both for president of the United States, and he's also running for senator. Every time he opens his mouth, he says something really stupid. He doesn't remember history. He's either senile, dementia, something's going on with him.
And everybody is missing this. They're overcomplicating it. Steve, It's when you're that accomplished of a liar, your lies are eventually going to trip you up. He has gone unchallenged with his BS for so many years. Here he is running for president again. And finally, somebody is looking at him and going, okay, what did you just say, Creepy Joe? People don't like this guy. They like Bernie because, well, Bernie is promising the uninitiated and the unwashed and stupid people out there that don't really understand the way things work and why they work the way they do. Bernie's been taking them by storm. But, okay, elect Bernie, and that guy comes with a $100 trillion price tag.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
You know, and people in this country, Steve, we have some level-headed people that can still think that you can't keep draining your funds. You can't keep spending money that you really don't have, and then you got to borrow it from the bankster gangsters at interest. Did we see anywhere here that the banks admitted they did anything wrong?
No,
they didn't do anything wrong.
Pass it off taxpayers.
They crashed the entire industrialized world's economies. They crashed it. People lost their lives. People lost their homes. People lost their jobs. People lost hope. Well, that's when the hope and change guy came around. Well, let's give this guy. The only thing he did was make sure that somebody that's familiar with the Federal Reserve is part of the Federal Reserve now and keep handing out that money and keep covering up the crimes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, there is rudimentary stupid, and then there is rudimentary ignorant. You know, what do we classify the American people as? You know, stupid or ignorant?
Vinny said it right, the GDP, the general dumb population, which is not our listening audience, by the way. Did you get a chance to watch that last debate, John?
I watched about 20 minutes of it.
I watched an hour. I stumped a whole hour, and we laughed all through it. It was hilarious.
Was that with or without shots?
Joe Biden saying 150 million Americans have been shot by firearms. Where did he pull these numbers out of? Well, we know where he pulled them out. It was comical. Between the contest between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, the veins on the side of the head bulging out, their faces getting beet red, and they're just such angry, angry men. And, of course, the witch, Elizabeth Warren, attacking Bloomberg, but forgetting her own past of the lies of she's told about, affirmative action, getting into an Ivy League school as a Native American and being fired or pushed out the door because she's pregnant from her employer. Her father crapping on her own family, saying her father was from a maintenance man to now a janitor. I mean, John, the Democrat side here is struggling. It is pitiful. It is so embarrassing, but I stomached 1 hour of this stuff laughing at everything. It was just embarrassing.
Well, you know, in this country, you know, things that are hyped and people, perception becomes their reality. So if the media is spinning tall tales and they keep repeating it over and over and over again, right, somehow it becomes the
truth,
a fact. Well, let's try this one on. For How about the wonderful people in the Virginia State House? School buses kill 27 times more kids than school shootings do. 27 times.
Have you ever seen one of those videos? I think they're still on YouTube, where the school bus has an accident and the kids are flying all over the place. Yeah. Have you ever seen that video?
Yes, I have.
That is amazing.
It is.
And I know there's seat belts on there, but nobody says you kids have to put them on. And I can believe that. More deaths from a school bus than there are in school shootings. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just a big box, and those seats, they're not exactly mm-hmm. padded. They got top steel rails on them. And I've yet to see a school bus with seat belts in them. I've yet to see
they
one.
They have them now, but they're not. It's not mandatory. It's if you want to.
So if you're in a car and you're driving down a road and a cop looks over at you and you don't have your seatbelt on and it's just you and your car and that cop, you get a ticket.
Yeah.
But yet the flower of the country is riding in these yellow tube things and like BBs in a tin can when it gets in an accident. They just rattle around and that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a double standard there. I've never heard anybody give me a rationale of why school buses are not enforcing seatbelt use, and they do enforce it on you. I've never heard anybody come up with a rational reason and why they don't enforce that. I don't know. Maybe somebody out there knows. I don't know.
I'm
double standard.
Well, I think politically in this country, Steve, I think people are getting a backhand education into socialism, communism, and conservatism. See, we don't use the term constitutionality anymore. Do you know the Supreme Court's going to take a third whack? The cases come up again in front of the Supreme Court about the national health care. Now, they've ruled twice before. Yeah, it's fine. Well, the third time, they're going before the justices once again and going, this is not constitutional and you cannot mandate this.
That's true.
But they're going to try.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when your U.S. Supreme Court judges are in favor of the corporations and the pull that the government has with the aforementioned, somehow that's okay. So now they're involved in politics. Now they're involved in a bunch of other things. And instead of doing what they should be doing, looking at cases and judging them on what? The Constitution. Not wetting your finger and putting it in the political wind. I still do not understand. You know, I know the president picks these people, and he puts them up for nomination, and they grind them in the dust in front of the Congress. I get that. We have to vet them to see who they really are, but if you're a pseudo-conservative, which we have seen a couple of the last spots taken on the Supreme Court, these are pseudo-conservatives or constitutionalist folks. They just smile a lot and they hang on the moniker on them that they're conservative. It's, oh, okay, okay. Well, what, Steve, the last thing that the should even be thought about with these Supreme Court justices is their politics.
Exactly.
Politics has nothing to do with the Constitution. Nothing whatsoever.
Politics aside.
Politics aside. But that's not what these clowns have turned into.
Nope. The gods on the hill. Right.
Well, there's a reason why they wear black, folks. If we had good guys, they'd come out in white robes.
That's true. Speaking of which, on the last Democrat debate there, I caught the tail end of it, and then I finally turned it. But actually, it was brought up once again about slave reparations. I don't know what young people feel about that. Maybe that adds reparations. You got the $100 trillion bill from Bernie Sanders, and then we add on the reparations, and that adds another. How much?
Wait, reparations, paying for what past sins? What?
For slavery. It was actually brought up, and I think Pete Buttigieg, he chimed in on that. Somebody else did too, and then I finally turned it off, and I looked at my wife, and I said, this is getting crazy. Well, I'm sorry. Everybody's got a story, and are we just going to start writing checks to everybody again, and This has got to stop.
Well, it hasn't slowed down in the very least over in Chicago. Chicago, my kind of town. Chicago mayor defends sanctuary city. Police, after ICE says man accused of raping a toddler was previously deported. Now, folks, we're not making this stuff up. We fact-checked this. This is a real story. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, I didn't make up the name either, is on the defensive this weekend after Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced that a convicted felon now facing charges of sexually assaulting a toddler in a downtown Chicago McDonald's bathroom was supposed to have been turned over to ICE and deported, and he had been deported before. Well, folks, there's your tease. We got a break. This is how crazy things are, not only in Chicago, but across this country. These people have got to be put back in their box. And we'll make that a lockbox. We'll put a lock on it, never to open Pandora's box again.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, Steve, ICE said in a news release Thursday, one by the name of Christopher Puente was placed into Chicago police custody in June of 2019 after he was arrested for theft, according to Chicago ABC affiliate. According to ICE, Chicago police were expected to hold Puente until he could be taken into their custody, as Puente was expected to be deported. Well, because Chicago is a so-called sanctuary city and has lenient bail policies, Puente was released back into the community. He's now charged. And it's hard to read the story, folks, and it's even harder to believe it. But it's true. Puente is now charged with raping a 3-year-old girl in a bathroom of Chicago's landmark Rock and Roll McDonald's. That's a major tourist destination just north of the city's downtown and just west of its Magnificent Mile shopping district. Puente allegedly lured the girl away from her father, who was attending the girl's brother inside the bathroom stall. Police say dragged the girl into his stall, locked the door, molested and assaulted her. The girl's father, alerted by her screams, rescued her but couldn't catch Puente. Puente was being investigated for trespassing when police recognized him from the surveillance pictures because he was wearing the same clothes he had on following the Monday attack. Now, Chicago Branch of ICE says Puente had been deported to Mexico in 2014 over a prior burglary conviction, but tried to get back in 5 days later, claiming to be a citizen, and later skipped out on a hearing. This is a piece of paper, folks, that they hand the illegals. Here's your court appearance. Yeah, we'll get you in court a year or two from now.
Yeah.
Well, how many babies is this guy allowed to rape in this country? I guess there's a scale or something. Well, Chicago's branch of ICE says that Puente had been deported, as I said, to Mexico in 2014, tried to get back in. He was ordered deported again in 2017, according to CBS Chicago. And he was convicted of burglary, forgery, trespassing, domestic battery, and related offenses that has a record dating back 20 years. Now, ICE is now blaming Chicago's Welcome City Ordinance and its supporters for facilitating a horrifying crime. And it's true. No matter how you want to cut this, folks, we should have the ability to vet people coming into this country. Period. It's not, you know, the Haitian boat people here. Yeah, we're all these people. Yeah. How about Cuba? How about the Cuba boat people? Now, Castro didn't care about those people because half the damn Cubans on board were criminals any damn way. He didn't want them.
Aerial boat lift, 1980.
Well, how many more victims must there be before lawmakers realize that sanctuary policies do not protect the innocent? I mean, and this is something when you bring this up to a communist, socialist, liberal, progressive, I don't care, Steve, give them a name. It's all part and parcel of communitarianism. Thank you, Lark. The communitarianism out there. And it's just a matter of degrees. That's all that it is. Ugh.
You know, John, as a father, it would take a lot of control not to...
I would have killed him. And a
take
jury,
the guy out.
And
you know, I'm going to ask you a question, John. If this...
I would have killed him.
If this person here was a legal gun owner and was had a registered firearm and a permit to carry, and he heard his child being raped and screaming and he'd bust into the door and he'd have killed this guy, how do you think law enforcement would have treated him?
In Evansville, Indiana, he would have gotten off. In Chicago, he'd be found guilty for shooting somebody didn't have a weapon to protect himself while he's raping your 3-year-old daughter.
Yeah. Well, wasn't it released about 2 weeks ago, maybe a week ago, that didn't Donald Trump say that he was given the okay to say, I can hold funding back for cities that will not comply with U.S. federal immigration law. Your sanctuary cities will get no federal assistance anymore. Is that not right?
You just talked into the break.
Oh, did I? Sorry.
Yeah, no. We'll be back.
Information.
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.